what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL, 107.3 FM and 750 AM. We're going to talk local soccer here for just a moment. The JUCO season is off and rolling. The Lady Eagles have gotten off to a terrific start, 4-0 so far this season. Have yet to play a home game, 2 on the road, 2 at a neutral site. And joining us right now to talk about the latest road trip, we have head coach Ammon Bennett right now over the phone. Coach, always a pleasure. Thank you again for the time.
You bet. Thanks for calling.
Coach, it's never an easy road trip anytime you go to Henderson, especially at this time. You got to deal with intense heat, yet that was not a problem for the soccer program at all. You guys pick up a 5-0 win over Arizona Western, and you follow that up with a 2-0 win over Allen Hancock. So all in all, 2 wins, 2 games. You guys are now sitting 4-0. How would you assess the way the girls played over the weekend?
When they played Arizona Western, really played well. Arizona Western, extremely fast game, athletic team, but they ended up being kind of predictable in their attack. And we watched some film, and we're really nervous going into the game. And we had to change strategy on typically how we might play because it was 110 degrees. So we literally were subbing 6, 7, 8 players at a time, just because we didn't want to have any type of problems with the heat. But it worked. We just were able to be very, very smart defensively, and ended up 3-0 at halftime, 2-0, another 2 goals in the second half, and really played a complete game. Every kid on the roster, we had 27 kids down there, every one of them got some minutes in the game. Had a day off, played Allen Hancock, same thing, very hot weather. Didn't play so good in the first half, 0-0. Second half, we changed some thought, did some things, and then really controlled the game after that, ended up winning 2-0. So, yeah, the temperature, all everything on the road, none of that's ever in your favor. You're sleeping in a hotel bed, probably got a teammate with you, and you don't sleep well typically, and it's just harder. Everything's been on the road. All of our games have been on the road so far, and that makes it hard. It doesn't put things in your favor, but we've been able to manage it. Work on some things, improve in some areas, and manage to win those games, which is a good thing.
Hey, Coach, in 4 games so far this year, you guys have yet to give up a goal. And I that's impressive, all things considered. I mean, first off, you haven't allowed anyone to score on you. But with that being said, the regular season comes so fast. I mean, we had the blue and white scrimmage. I know there were a couple of other scrimmage games with Western Wyoming and Treasure Valley, and that kind of got the team ready. But in 4 games, you guys have yet to give up a goal. What has worked defensively throughout the first 4 games of the season?
Well, to be honest with you, I don't know that we've been as organized as a group as we could be, but we've had some really good individuals who have defended well individually, and I think as we continue to play, hopefully that'll get even tighter. There's been a few times where some teams probably should have scored on us, and maybe they missed a shot or the goalkeeper's made a fantastic save. Well, that's kind of overall the whole thing with us. We have pretty good defenders that are smart. They're aggressive. We have a good goalkeeper. All those things combine to help with the shutouts. I'll be honest with you, I'm not putting a lot of stock in that right now. It's a kind of a pride thing for them. Eventually we're going to get scored on. That's just going to happen. We expected that we were going to give up a goal or two this last weekend, and it didn't happen, but it's a lot of individual effort right now that's coming together as a group, and so we still think we can be even stronger defensively once we get more on the same page with all the players.
Now, I know for someone who maybe doesn't quite understand the sport, Coach, you'd look at 4 shutouts and you'd say, okay, things are working right now with whoever you have a goalkeeper. And I know you have a couple of freshmen at goalie, but it goes well beyond that. I mean, it is a team effort anytime you pitch a shutout.
Yeah, sure. I mean, there were moments in every one of those games where the other team had opportunities and maybe could have scored, but a central midfielder who's normally an attacking player, gets back and covers somebody defensively or an outside back, really defend somebody 1v1, or we get a leg out to deflect the ball right at the right time. And, you know, we've defended well on some corner kicks. But yeah, absolutely, it's 11 players out there trying to do their job the best they can to prevent those opportunities. And we've been able to limit opportunities, and that's what you want. Teams are going to get opportunities, but if they have too many, now the numbers aren't in your favor. They're going to score on you eventually. So we've been able to limit what teams have done, and we still have some better organization that we can put together with a group. And so we think we can continue that, or at least continue to be competitive in that respect.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Ammon Bennett of the USU Eastern Lady Eagles soccer squad. Coach, let's talk about what you guys have managed to do offensively so far this year, averaging a little over 2 goals per game. You guys have been pretty crisp, but one of the things that stands out to me, Coach, only one player on this team, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, only one player has scored multiple goals so far this season.
Yeah, and oddly enough, that's a defender. Kinley McMillan has 2 goals. And they were both off of set pieces. The first one was literally 60 yards from the goal. Had a little bit of a tailwind, sent a long ball into the goal, and it bounced in front of the keeper, who kind of misjudged it and went into the goal. And then she scored another goal from about 40 yards out that was directly into the goal. She got a super strong leg. But yeah, it's been pretty balanced. We've got 2 or 3 kids, I think, that have more than one assist. But there's 8 different goal scorers of the 9 team goals that we've scored. So that's a good thing to be balanced. So it can make teams either ignore players or get scared and try to defend too much, and then that's an advantage for the attacking team.
Coach, speaking of getting set for teams that'll definitely be attacking, we have only one more contest before conference play gets off and rolling. That one more game will send you guys back to Henderson, Nevada this weekend, Friday, for a contest with Otero. After that, it's conference play time. So what are some things that you're looking for in this final non-conference game on Friday?
Well, we talked about it. You know, tightening some things up from a shape-wise, team-wise, defensively. Having a little bit more attitude when we don't have the ball, wanting to get that ball back, you know, pressing as a team just a little bit better. We know Otero is going to be a good quality team. I think they only have 1 loss in the year right now. They lost to a good Indian Hills team out of Iowa that I think is getting some votes for ranking. So we've got to try to tighten some things up there, be a little bit more aggressive, have a little bit better thought offensively, because we know going into that game against Salt Lake, they're a really good team. There's been one crossover kind of game. You know, we played Arizona Western, beat them. They played Paradise Valley and beat them. Well, Paradise Valley and Arizona Western played each other to a tie. So we think that we're going to be very competitive in that Salt Lake game, but it's a whole new animal when you're playing a conference team that just knows you. They know what you're going to do. They prepare for you. But we want to just tighten some things up in the last non-conference game before we see Salt Lake.
I don't want to get too far ahead, Coach, but in just looking at the schedule, once we get past Friday's contest with Otero, it's 3 straight road games to start off conference play, and then there's a stretch of 5 consecutive home games. Now, I know with junior college athletics, there is so much traveling, and you had mentioned earlier that, you know, you go on the road, you're sharing a hotel room. Typically, these athletes may even have to share a bed with one another. I mean, JUCO, life on the road for a JUCO athlete is not glamorous, to say the least. So with that being said, I mean, that stretch of 5 home games is pretty crucial if you guys can get off to a start where you win 2 of 3 on the road to start off conference play.
Yeah, you know, and we've looked at that. You know, these first non-conference games were all on the road, and I thought to myself, you know, if we end up 3-2, 4-1, I'll feel pretty good about it, you know. And, you know, we still might be 4-1, but I think we have a good chance to finish our non-conference schedule at 5-0 and have a lot of momentum, a lot of confidence going. You're right. You know, we played at Gillette Sheridan early in the year, 1-0 games. They were both good teams, good solid teams. But nothing's in your favor on the road. Again, you drive 10 hours, you sleep in a bed with somebody else. It's not your bed. You're anxious, you're nervous, you know, and you go out there the next day and try to play. And so oftentimes things you've worked on kind of go out the window when they haven't been ingrained in you long enough. So, yeah, if, you know, we go on those three conference games on the road, you know, Salt Lake, then Truckee Meadows, then up to Craig, Colorado. There's a scenario, again, we look at it as, boy, if we get through those stretch of games and we're sitting good and we win good, then those next five, now we have the advantage. So things could pan out really, really well for us. But again, we still haven't played those games yet. They're not there yet. You know, our focus right now is taking care of Otero and then trying to make the right adjustments for a road game to Salt Lake.
Sure.
But there's a scenario there, and we absolutely, coaches talk about it. We don't necessarily share this with the players, but we talk about it and we know the scenario and that we could be in really good shape after those first three conference games on the road to go through with five in a row at home, and now you could potentially be sitting at top of the league and having a chance to maybe host a conference tournament, which would be good.
Yeah, hopefully the individuals on this year's team know how fortunate they are to have a stretch where they get to play five home games in a row. Coach, go back 4 years ago, those kids would have given anything for just back-to-back home games. I think it speaks volumes to where we're at as a program at this stage.
Oh, yeah. Our first year, I think we played one or two home games. We had 17 games, so 15 on the road.
Yeah.
You know, last year, we were probably 50-50 as far as home and away, but not a stretch where there was five in a row like that, maybe two or three in a row. So we're in a good spot this year with things, and we're coming together. We still have a long way to go, but we're in a good spot. I think the players feel good about themselves, but we still have to. Still have to, like I said earlier, kind of tighten some things up.
Well, Coach, it is always a pleasure to get you on and talk about the program. Congratulations on winning the first four games of the season. And I know we'll talk again real soon, especially before conference play kicks up.
You bet. Thanks.
Again, that's Coach Ammon Bennett of the USU Eastern Soccer Squad talking about the hot start to the 2019 season for the team. We're going to break for just a moment. When we return, we'll move over to talk Major League Baseball. We typically save that for Monday, but it's Tuesday/Monday. Yesterday kind of throws things off. We'll get back on schedule next segment. Bill Lasky, former Major League Baseball pitcher, will join us when we return.